Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back, one of my favorite bands. Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, the VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, right, Giovanni?
That is. And
very important website.
www.uschamber.com.
And they go to the Small Business section there, folks. You see what's going on, what Giovanni's been working on. Nobody works harder for you on Capitol Hill to make sure that the government doesn't harm you anymore, so we don't become collateral damage and some of the other insanity that goes on up there. Giovanni, you guys got big doings coming up in 2011. You got a big summit in May, right?
Yes, we do. Every year we have a summit, and every year it seems to get bigger. May 23rd through the 25th, I just checked the congressional calendar. Congress will be in session, and we're going to start off with some great speakers and go to the Hill on that Wednesday.
Right.
We're going to rush the Hill, let them know small business
assault them. You need to assault
matter.
The Hill.
But yes, you know, there's always a hill standing in our way, whether
that's
it's
right.
Bunker Hill. Or,
that's right.
So,
but it's no hill for a climber, Giovanni, and you're a climber, and so are small business owners. So good for you. So that's in May, folks, during Small Business Week, and it's always a great event. So check out all the things that the U.S. Chamber has going on there to support small business owners. Giovanni, the healthcare bill. They got a setback recently from a judge who said that the individual mandate is not constitutional. That'll be challenged, I'm sure. A number of attorneys general around the country are taking it to court. This health care bill is going to wind up in front of the Supreme Court, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw the decision in Virginia whereby they said under the Commerce Clause the government has exceeded their mandate or exceeded their ability in forcing people to do something. Before the Commerce Clause could regulate economic activity, but it couldn't regulate economic inactivity.
Or in require words, a citizen to buy a product.
Exactly. And I agree with that. I mean, what else could the government do if it's allowed to force you to do something such as buy, tell you what color car that you
what's
can buy?
Next?
What's next? I mean, it's really too much interference of government in our lives. And all the surveys we've done said government is too involved in our lives.
See, here's what upsets me about this, Giovanni. This is a bill. This is a law that 3/4 of America did not want, that an entire 2 years almost was taken up of the government's time when they should have been paying attention to the economy. Now we have this bill, after all this anguish, after all this brain damage, we have this law that is highly flawed, is not going to do anything like what needed to be done in terms of if they're actually going to solve any problems. And now we're going to go through at least two more years of being overwhelmed by it with the work that's going to be done to fight this thing and to defend it, and the other important work won't get done. I mean, this whoever came up with this idea, whoever pushed this thing through, in my opinion, was not a good thing for America. Not just the bill on its merits, but all that had that all that's gone into creating it and defending it and to try to get rid of it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're exactly right, and it's all encompassing. You saw laws over the last 2 years, all encompassing laws, and any time you pass a bill of any length, there's unintended consequences. And if you have one that's 3,000 pages long, you're going to see a lot of unintended consequences. By the way, you know, the small businesses on the show should understand they don't get more participation in health care by all the punitive efforts on the backs of employers. They lose employer health care. Basically, yeah. They get it from the individual mandate and from increases in Medicaid. Those are the two increases that you see from the health care bill, and this is CBO's report.
Right.
So
right.
all those punitive efforts on the backs of employers doesn't add one more health care covered employee.
Well, one way to prevent it from going to the Supreme Court is just to repeal it.
Exactly. It's hard to imagine a scenario where that will happen.
Isn't that going to be the biggest point of the next presidential election, whether to repeal that code or that law or not?
I think that'll be the big one.
Hey, yeah. Giovanni, uschamber.com, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.